As we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture, got to remind you to join us on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, North Dakota, also Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1 and Ag News 890 Lisbon and Fargo, and 910 Classic Country KCJB in Minot. Well, before we took the last break, talk with Scott Sinner from SB&B Foods, talking dicamba issues out in North Dakota fields. Well, if you think it's just North Dakota, think again. While dicamba is not new to agriculture, the level of recent discussions regarding spray drift and crop injury to non-resistant plants is new. Now, while some in agriculture might think too much is being made of the issues, Kevin Bradley, associate professor at the University of Missouri Plant Sciences Office, says there really is a problem that needs to be solved, and we may not actually be getting the whole picture.
I think there is, obviously, and that's for everybody to make their decision, but some pretty big number and a pretty wide geography there. Everybody that kind of knows how these things are handled, regardless of what state you're in, I think it's very similar that there's a lot of cases and situations that are never turned into any State Department of Ag. And one of the reasons for trying to provide an estimate within each state is because of that number of cases that are filed with the Departments of Ag. While that's some information, it doesn't tell us everything.
Now, the biggest challenge is simply that the product doesn't stay where it's put. And there are multiple reasons for that.
There's a lot of good applicators trying their best to keep it in place. And the next step, if everybody can agree that there is a problem, the next step is to talk about the reasons for it. I think there is no single one answer. If it were, it would be a simple issue and we could fix it pretty quick, hopefully. But I think there's multiple reasons. There's physical drift out of the sprayer. There's volatility. There's temperature inversions, you know, there's just numerous different things that are going on, but I do believe both physical drift out of the sprayer and volatility are occurring.
Dicamba is not the first product farmers have sprayed on their fields. Bradley talks about why this product is causing more issues that some of the other products farmers spray on their fields.
I think Dr. Hartzler at Iowa State had a great article where he talked about that, and basically it comes down to that this is really unlike any herbicide plant combination that we've ever tried to introduce before. The sensitivity of non-extend soybean to dicamba really can't be compared with any other trait or herbicide that we've introduced, whether it's Roundup Ready or whatever. So we're trying to introduce this trait with these herbicides, which admittedly we've had around for a long time. Dicamba is nothing new. Yes, there are new formulations of it, but dicamba we've been spraying for years. But we've never sprayed it in June and July on soybean across millions and millions of acres.
Bradley says this is a challenge that won't be easily solved. That's too bad for farmers that need to plan for the 2018 growing season amid uncertainty over the product.
It's going to take a while. Unfortunately, I don't know that anything's really going to change in the next couple of months. Something might change before 2018, but unfortunately, that's not good enough. People will be making their decisions on what they're going to plan and what trait they're going to use within the next month or two. And so we got to have a little bit quicker movement on what is going to happen than what I've seen, in my opinion.
Now, he says the agencies that make decisions about the acceptability of weed control programs have some decisions to make. Bradley hopes that decision will come in time for growers to effectively plan for next year. While Iowa State University nematologist Greg Tilke says soybeans and soybean cyst nematode resistance are becoming less effective. He calls it an alarming trend that sets the stage for even more yield loss to SCN in the future. Farmers have effectively managed the pest for decades thanks to the built-in resistance. Just about all the four-row variety evaluation research plots to look for long-term trends, the results show a breakdown in resistance in SCN-resistant soybeans. Well, in the 1990s, SCN was well controlled by the resistance gene, according to Tilcutt. Starting in 2001, we saw a steady decrease in control of SCN, the varieties that had the resistance gene. He says the buildup in SCN resistance is similar to weeds developing resistance to glyphosate after prolonged use of a single mode of action. The study concludes that resistance issues will worsen if farmers only have the same resistance gene going forward. Tilke adds, "This is a serious situation. SCN has invested 70% of Iowa's soybean fields this year." Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, yeah, more issues in the field. Drought, it's still growing across the United States. We're going to talk about that issue coming up as we talk more Inside Agriculture.